This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Join you.
Of course, Linda.
Thank you.
We'll move up one. Lillian is checking if she locked the car.
Now, I wanted to ask if you're going to the district council meeting next week.
Oh, they're deciding on the Demara development, aren't they?
That's right. Robert and I intend to go in person to show our opposition. Joe was telling us about an old orchard which is also being developed in the new year.
Goodness.
I know. Robert's going to bring it up tomorrow at the hustings. Let's see what Emma Grundy has to say on the matter.
I don't agree with Emma on that issue, as you know. But she does have some interesting ideas for the community. And you know she's doing speed watch.
I beg your pardon?
She did her training at Little Crotchley yesterday, along with Will, didn't you know?
No, I did not know. Ugh, it's another campaign ploy from Jim Lloyd, no doubt. That man will stop at nothing.
I thought you wanted more volunteers.
Well, yes, we do, but Emma Grundy hasn't shown the slightest interest up to now, whereas Robert's done speed watch from the beginning.
Sorry, Mum, I had locked it.
Well, I said you had, but it's best to check.
Morning, Linda. Excuse
Morning.
Me.
Of course. Now, Lillian, you know where Matt Crawford has disappeared to.
Sorry?
Oh, we have no forwarding address for his post at Grey Gables.
Am I sitting on your coat, Mum?
You're fine, dear.
I said to Roy, oh, Lillian will know where he is.
Mum, is Auntie Chris sitting somewhere else?
She's helping Nick with Junior Church.
They were let down at the last minute, so Christine volunteered.
Yes, she'll love talking to the children.
So, right. Do you have Matt's new address?
No, I don't. No idea. Sorry.
Oh, but surely...
Shh, he's starting.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Sunday service.
Everything okay?
We seem to be short of yellow crayons.
Right. Alan said he bought two new boxes of crayons, but I can't see them. Thanks for helping, Christine. I thought I'd end up on my own.
Well, I'm delighted to be of use, and anyway, I'm having lots of fun.
Oh, there's the coloured paper, but where are the crayons?
Poppy's been telling me all about the Nativity.
The Nativity?
And how she's going to be the top angel with gold tins in her hair. I think she means tinsel.
She's a lamb in the school Nativity, not an angel.
No, she means our Nativity, Nick, at St Stephen's.
Oh, but Alan hasn't even mentioned it, let alone given them parts.
Oh, her heart's set on it. It's top angel or a star in the sky, nothing else.
I wasn't sure there'd even be a Nativity this year, now Alan's taken over the panto.
Well, the children think there is, so I'm afraid they'll have to be. Ah, look, what's that box behind the paints?
Let's see. Oh, well done. Here we go. Yep. Yeah. There you are. Yellow.
Thank you. Yellow's the most important colour, according to Poppy, because she's only colouring in angels and stars until she is one in the Nativity.
Oh, dear. I hope she's not going to end up disappointed.
Yeah, see you next week.
Alan, lovely service.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Peggy, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Another excellent sermon. Taking part in things, helping the community, it's so important.
Well, especially now, after the last few weeks. It's been such a challenging time for Ambridge.
Yes, indeed. Very unsettling for us all.
Sorry, I'm wondering if I left my gloves on the pew.
Something in your pocket? Something blue poking out?
Oh, thank goodness for that.
It is a bit bracing this morning.
By the way, Lillian, I wanted to ask about your flowers.
Pardon?
For your wedding. I was considering wearing my emerald velvet, you see, but that would be entirely wrong if your floral displays included blue hydrangeas, for example, or purple hyacinths.
Yes, well, I'm not sure yet.
Jennifer said you'd sorted the flowers.
Well, can you let me know? It's a question of colour, you see, and texture.
Did you want to see Jack, Mum?
Oh, that would be nice, dear.
Well, come on then, shall we go?
Yes, all right, but I don't see why it's such a rush. Goodbye, Alan. Linda?
I'll see you next week. Bye, Lillian.
Bye, Peggy.
Bye.
Come on, Mum.
So, what did you think of my spectacular beauty, Alan?
Sorry?
My hilarious farce. Usha did give it to you.
Oh, the pantomime scripts, not Sleeping Beauty. Yes, yes. Thanks, Linda. It's very, very clever.
I read it in 1993, of course, but I was rather proud of it. It'll need updating.
Yeah, I actually thought I'd look at a few options.
Sorry?
You know, some different scripts, just to see what fits best, you know.
Well, that's a producer's prerogative, of course. But you'll be hard-pressed to find anything wittier. So have you set performance dates and booked rehearsal space?
Well, there's no rush for that. I mean, I'm doing the casting on Wednesday night, so first things first.
I did see your poster in the shop.
Yeah, and in the Bull, and on the notice boards. And I've put it all over social media. I'm expecting a busy night.
Well, I admire your optimism.
Well, people enjoy mucking in with these things, don't they? So they can come along, choose what character they want to be, then read a couple of scenes.
Right. So what if they all want to be Florizel or Beauty?
Well, that's not very likely, is it?
Oh, anything can happen if you're not in control, Alan. My advice is to have a firm hand on the tiller from the start, because trust me, things can very quickly go wrong.
I think it'll be fine, because the panto is going to be a lot more relaxed this year.
I see.
I mean, it's just a bit of fun, really.
A bit of fun? Really? The Ambridge pantomime? A bit of fun? Well, all I can say is good luck with that.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. Are you sure this is right?
I'm afraid so. All a scam. Part Hugo Melling, part Matt.
I'm flabbergasted.
From what I can gather, it was some kind of intricate Ponzi scheme.
How on earth did you find out?
Well, I started to have doubts. Then I finally worked it out last week. That's when I phoned the police.
So has Crawford been arrested?
No, he's probably left the country by now.
I bet he has.
But I'm afraid it gets worse.
How can it be worse?
Auntie Chris invested in Melling Equestrian. She told me on Friday that she'd given Melling quite a lot.
Dear Lord.
I've been worrying myself sick all weekend. She can't have invested that much, surely.
Oh, this is truly dreadful. Do you know, I thought something was going on. She'd been so cheerful recently. I assumed it was the holiday she'd won.
Oh, Mum.
What does Justin make of it? He knows Melling, doesn't he?
It was only a distant connection via Miranda. He's barely had time to take it in. He's so tied up preparing for the district council next week.
But he must be appalled.
His friend Latif invested in Melling as well.
Mr. Hussein. Yes, we met him at Grey Gables. He was there for the investors' meeting. Such a nice man. And he seemed very excited. So Chris went to see what it was all about and... Oh, dear.
Mum, the police are bound to go public to help their investigation. So very soon it'll be all over the papers and the media.
Oh, heavens.
Oh, there you both are. I'll just go and say goodbye to Nick. I had such a lovely morning with the children.
All right.
I won't be long.
We can't let her find out in the newspaper. What are we going to do?
There's only one thing we can do.
Right, I've given the cupboard a bit of a tidy, and here's your key.
Oh, great. Thanks, Nick. You and Christine okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Do you know, I'm sure we lose a hymn book every week.
Do you want a hand?
No, you've done more than enough. Oh, could you tell Will they've arrested a Hollerton bloke for stealing machinery from local farms? I bumped into Harrison this morning.
Okay.
And he wants everyone to know. So I must remember to tell Josh. Hopefully it'll turn out to be the same person who stole his loader. Nice to have some good news for once. Anyway, you get off home.
There was one thing.
Yep.
The children were talking about the St. Stephen's Nativity.
The Nativity?
Yeah, the little ones are really looking forward to it. Only you haven't mentioned anything and we're usually sorting the costumes by now.
Oh, I'm ashamed to say it's completely slipped my mind. Oh,
really?
How stupid. Oh. I've been distracted with a pantomime as well as arranging the carol services and everything else at Christmas.
Oh, they'll be ever so disappointed.
We can't let them down, no way. Well, I'm not sure. Is it possible you could step into the breach, Nick?
Me? No, I wouldn't be any good.
But of course you would. No, I know Linda makes a fuss about producing the panto, but the nativity is so much easier. Honestly, Nick, if you can supervise Junior Church, you can organise the nativity.
No, it's loads more complicated.
Seriously, it's very straightforward. And I do feel we need to keep the village spirits up after such a terrible few weeks, don't you? Like the panto and the nativity, where people get together and support each other, they can really help the community to heal.
Yeah.
So you'll do it?
Alan, I'm honestly not the right person.
But you should have more faith in yourself, Nick. Look, if you start the arrangements off this week, I'll see if someone can help you with the rest of it.
But
please, I'll be terribly grateful.
Oh.
And so will the children. It'd be such a help to everyone.
Okay, then.
Good for you. You'll be fantastic.
Oh. You mean there's no holiday?
No.
The race course in Costa Rica?
Doesn't exist.
Why don't you sit down, dear?
But what about my 12% return?
I'm so sorry, Auntie Chris, but there is no return.
And you probably won't see your capital again.
Oh. I think I will sit down.
Yes, that's right.
I don't understand how this can happen.
These con men are so very convincing. You could be sure they fooled a lot of people, not just you.
Oh.
Drink your tea, dear. It'll help.
Auntie Chris, how much did you invest?
It's hard to say.
Well, roughly.
I'd say around £50,000.
Good Lord. Chris.
Actually, do you know, I think I might pop upstairs.
Well, look, let me help you. Shall I bring you a brandy?
No, there's no need at all. I just need a lie down for an hour, maybe two.
Are you sure?
Do excuse me. It's only a little headache.
Oh, I'll go with her.
No, leave her for now, dear. It's such a lot to take in. Oh, poor Chris.
Mum, this is all my fault.
Oh, don't be silly. You didn't swindle.
If only I'd known, I could have warned her.
I'm afraid she found Melling so charming it would have taken quite a lot to put her off. But when you think about it, it was always too good to be true.
Oh, dreadful. If I'd even suspected Matt was capable.
I know she found it reassuring that you were close to Crawford, but that doesn't mean you were recommending his business or Melling's.
Absolutely not.
Any deal with that awful man's fingerprints on it would never have attracted my money. Oh, 50,000. She made a lot more on Woodbine, of course. It could have been much worse.
Such a huge amount of money. I am so sorry, Mum.
Don't apologise to me, Lillian. I just wish to goodness you'd never laid eyes on that man.
Our headlines on the hour. Mm. Police are appealing for information about Melling Equestrian Investments.
Oh, unbelievable.
The centre of a major nationwide fraud.
Oh, publicity is the last thing anyone needs. Oh, now where are they?
Justin, I heard you in here. Have you signed Brian's card?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I have to drop it into Home Farm later. I haven't had 5 minutes all day. And Elizabeth's bombarding me with emails about the wedding. I wasn't sure what to do, so I just ticked the first option for everything. I hope that sorts her out. What are you looking for?
My car keys. Have you put them somewhere?
They're by the kettle, where you left them. I thought you were working from home today.
No, I have to go to the police station.
What, now?
Yes, this is the only time my solicitor and I can both manage.
Well, I'd have thought Harrison and D.I. Thorpe would have everything they need to know by now.
No, clearly not. Have you moved my glasses, Lillian?
On your head. Right, look, let me get my coat and I'll drive you. Then I can tell her she's wasting valuable...
No, I'm driving myself.
I honestly don't mind.
I said no.
Darling, I want to be there for you.
Oh. Unfortunately, Lillian, it's all too little, too late.
Oh, Justin!
Goodness, you're still here.
Of course I am. Sit down for a moment, dear. You look very pale.
Oh, yes, all right. Oh, I'm exhausted.
The desk sergeant said he'd phone us a taxi.
So many questions. My head feels as if it's actually spinning. But they wrote everything down, so that was good.
Good Lord, it's Justin.
Ah, ladies.
Good afternoon.
What are you doing here?
Just a chat, you know, routine inquiries.
Oh. Have you come to see Detective Inspector Thorpe as well?
My solicitor's just checking.
She's ever so nice.
Excuse me. It looks as if we're going through. It seems Matt Crawford has left quite a legacy.
Oh, that's one word for it.
Bye, Justin.
Now, this afternoon, I think we should both keep busy. So let's pop in to wish Brian a happy birthday on the way back.
Oh, but I haven't got him a card yet.
You can sign mine if you like. It's in my handbag. Then perhaps we could go to the hustings. See how Emma's getting on.
Oh, I don't think I'm up to going out, Peggy. After all those questions, I just want to go home for a cup of tea.
Oh, but we mustn't dwell on things, dear.
Do you think Justin lost money with this scam and he's reporting it as well?
He wouldn't have invested in Melling, Chris. He's not that interested in horse racing.
Well, I'm not really, am I? But do you know, if anyone can get my money back, it's D.I. Thorpe. Such a nice woman.
Oh, Chris, you do know that there's almost no chance of you getting your money back.
I wonder if our taxi's here. I'll just go and check.
Yes, all right.
Hey, Pip!
Lily!
Oh!
That's a lot of muddy gunge.
Yeah, definitely needed clearing.
Oh, there's quite a lot over you as well.
Oh, blame the ditch. Anyway, what are you doing up here?
Oh, I was just dropping one of Gran's cake tins back, and your mum said to remind you of the time.
What about the time?
Well, she says if you want to knock off early to go and get ready.
Get ready?
For your date with Alfie.
Oh, it's not a date. It's a drink. What, it's hours away.
Yeah, you're going to need a really long shower to get that mud off.
We're just meeting to talk about work.
I thought you said he was interesting.
He is. We've been chatting all weekend about my plate meter.
Plate meter?
Mm-hmm. Although, maybe I'll text him and cancel. Then I can get another ditch cleared today.
You can't choose a ditch over a date.
It's not a date, and we can have a drink any time.
Yeah, well, you've already let him down once.
He doesn't know that. And besides, it just feels...
What?
Oh, I don't know. Too soon?
How can it be too soon? Oh, do you mean too soon after Toby? Oh, do you still have feelings for him, Pip?
No, not at all. It's fine with Toby. He told me to text Alfie in the first place. He's totally cool about it.
Right, so how is it too soon? Oh, come on, this Alfie sounds like a nice guy. Look, come on, you might have a real laugh. And you deserve that, surely. You've been working so hard.
Maybe. Yeah, okay, I'll go. Nothing lost.
Absolutely. Just promise me that at no point tonight you'll use the words plate meter.
Ah, that's better.
Lily.
I'm in the kitchen, Peggy.
Oh, very chilly out there. Oh, what on earth?
Well, the dishwasher doesn't clean them properly, does it? And Emma never has time to polish them.
I didn't realise we had so many sherry glasses.
Oh, don't worry, I'm being very careful. And that's a fresh pot of tea, by the way.
Right, thank you. Oh, I think I'll keep my coat on till I warm up.
I put your cup ready. How were the hustings?
Oh, fine to start with. And surprisingly busy. Lot of younger people, actually. Emma was making an excellent speech, though I think she was a bit nervous. She had a terrible cough throughout.
Oh, poor dear.
She recovered well, though. She barely finished, and Linda started accusing Jim Lloyd of tampering with Robert's election flyers.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Jim.
He'd corrected a point of grammar.
Oh, that does sound like Jim. Now, that looks much better, don't you think?
It's sparkling. Well done. Oh, I saw Jill. She's looking forward to your meal tomorrow at Les Surtheurs.
Oh, heavens, I'd forgotten about that.
It's exactly what you need to take your mind off things.
You'll have to go instead.
Oh, don't be silly. She's looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, no, I think I'll stay in for a few days.
You mustn't let her down, Chris.
Oh, she'll be fine if you take my place. Ah, and another one done.
But...
I know you said it'll be difficult for me to get my money back.
Chris, we've been over this.
They can do all sorts of things nowadays. Track money everywhere. Freeze people's accounts.
But it's too late, dear. It'll be long gone.
You don't know that.
At least you've still got your pension and the money from Woodbine, so it's not a complete disaster.
Might not be a disaster for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what I meant.
I think I'll put them away now.
Yes, they look wonderful. Oh, that's a lovely cup of tea. I'd wondered if you phoned Peter while I was out.
Peter? No.
Don't you think you should, dear?
He lives a very demanding life, and the orchestra always has a busy autumn.
Yes, but...
And I do not want him interrupting his schedule to find out what a stupid fool I am.
He's your son. He'll want to know.
But he's not going to find out. So you mustn't breathe a word to him, Peggy. I mean it. If he calls me, I'll know you told him and I'll be very angry with you.
I wouldn't do that. You know I wouldn't.
I don't want anyone to know. No one at all.
I'm sorry, dear, but I've already had to tell Jill. I mentioned you might not want to go to that restaurant tomorrow and she wanted to know why.
Oh, you didn't have to say anything.
Well, she kept asking and asking and I simply couldn't lie. She was so outraged on your behalf. And then David noticed and came over. So we had no choice but to tell him.
Oh, Peggy, why would you do that? Isn't it bad enough for me already without my whole family knowing?
Justin? Is that you, darling?
Oh, it is. You gave me a fright.
It's been a very long day.
Look, take your coat off and I'll pour you a whiskey.
No, I don't want a whiskey.
Well, how about a hot bath?
No, neither a bath nor a whiskey are going to wipe out the afternoon I've had, being subjected to the most offensive insinuations.
Look, I wish you'd let me come with you.
Now, when did I find out Latifah had been conned? Am I prone to violence when I'm angry?
Oh, what absolute nonsense.
They were desperate to catch me out, you could tell, because everything came back to the same thing. Where was I during the Hunt Ball?
They believe you were involved in Matt's accident.
Not accident, Lillian. Attempted murder.
Oh, that's preposterous. They think Latif losing money would make you attack Matt.
Oh, no, no, no. Apparently I have a much more compelling motive for running him down in cold blood.
Motive? For heaven's sake, what's that supposed to be?
Are you completely stupid?
I don't understand.
Oh, I need some air.
Please, Justin, what is going on? What motive?
Isn't it obvious, Lillian? It's you!
Hey.
You're back.
Yeah, I'm knackered.
Was it really awful?
No. What do you mean?
Well, you're back so early. It's like 10:30.
Well, he got a call. Their relief milker's poorly, so I'll have to be up early.
Not very romantic.
It wasn't supposed to be romantic, Lily. I told you, it was a drink, not a date.
I searched for him online. You said he was into paragliding. Mm. But that's not him, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Alfie.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, he's quite fit, actually.
Fit? Boy's hot. You made him sound so boring.
Looks aren't everything, but he's a nice guy.
So you're seeing him again?
I think he was waiting for me to suggest something.
Pip! He obviously wants you to make the first move. So ring him tomorrow, okay?
Well, he does have nice eyes. They're sort of dark, greeny blue.
So call him.
I'll think about it. Now go away. I'm going to bed.
Sweet dreams. About the gorgeous Alfie paragliding over Lakey Hill with his lovely eyes and all those muscles and absolutely no clothes.
Good night.
Justin, please, it's so cold out here.
Go inside, then.
Not until you talk to me. I'll freeze to death if I have to.
What is there to say, Lillian?
You practically accuse me of having an affair. I've got quite a lot to say, actually.
Well, doing the dirty was the exact term used.
Who said that?
I can't remember if it was D.I. Thorpe or the other one who coined the phrase. But it feels quite appropriate, don't you think?
No, I don't, because nothing happened between Matt and me.
Oh, well, please don't tell me you were just friends.
We had a past. I never hid that from you. But that's all it was. History.
Really?
Really.
So, there were no texts or phone calls, no arrangements you didn't tell me about.
What are you driving at?
You weren't going to leave me for him?
Of course not. Whatever made you think that? We are getting married, for heaven's sake. Why would I risk everything I hold dear for that piece of utter garbage?
Yeah, but why indeed?
Oh, Justin, please, will you just let me...
No, enough. Because I'm not sure I can believe a single word you say.
Well, that's how you feel. A Perhaps I should stay somewhere else for a few days.
You know what? I think that might actually be for the best.
If the handle's loose, Yaz, then just fix it, OK?
All finished, then?
Yeah. Hey, Kirsty. Lunch is officially over.
Oh, that's good.
I don't usually see you here this time of day.
No, but I had cover because of the management meeting, so I sneaked off.
Lucky you.
I wanted to ask you what you thought of the meeting.
Well, not great. Not from where I'm standing.
I honestly don't think it's your fault, Ian.
No, but Les Soeurs aux Roses is definitely having an effect. Our Christmas bookings are right down.
Let's hope they don't open a health club, eh?
I wouldn't put it past them.
You didn't like Roy's idea of a festive two-for-one?
No. Like I said, why bother with high standards if you're not charging for them?
Mm, you were very clear about that.
What, too clear?
Roy was only trying to help.
Afternoon, Ian. Hi, Kirsty. Where do you want these?
Did you know you can save a chef's life with a crate of onions, Johnny?
I do now. I'll put them here, shall I?
How's things?
Really good, Ta. Home farm's amazing.
Yeah, Adam says you're doing brilliantly on the tractor.
Oh, I'm at Bridge Farm today, sorting the veg.
That's because you know your onions.
Very funny. Oh,
you sound like Gran. Anyway, see ya.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, I've just been compared to his Gran. Do you think I'm getting old before my time?
No. Do you think I should apologise to Roy? I honestly never meant to upset him this morning.
Oh, he wasn't upset, not at all. Just a bit sensitive.
I do realise it wasn't his fault about the surrogacy.
Oh, that's good. Have you found any other likely candidates?
Look, I've stopped looking, to be honest.
No.
I can't do it. It was just like when my friend Mads changed her mind. I was grieving for a baby we never had.
Oh, I can understand that.
Oh, sorry, Kirsty, I don't mean to compare what happened to
similar,
us.
Similar, though. And when something horrible happens suddenly and totally unexpectedly, it's a shock.
Yeah. I can't bear to keep hoping.
But that's life, isn't it? No guarantees.
And how are you with it all now?
I'm okay. Getting on with things. What else can you do?
True.
Although now I'm actually feeling ready for, I don't know, ready for some action.
Blimey.
Oh, no, I don't mean anything like that. Just something interesting to happen, you know?
Hi, Kirsty. Ian.
Lexi. You look like you've won the lottery.
Better than that. I have here two tickets for the gala opening of Les Soeurs aux Roses tonight.
Oh, did Tash get them?
She sent them over. Kathy wanted Ian and Roy to go.
Oh, you're so lucky. Hey, you can spy on the opposition.
Well, that's a good idea. See what we're up against.
Isn't Roy seeing his dad tonight?
Yes, he is. So I'm going instead.
Oh, okay.
But obviously, if that's a problem, if you don't want to spend the evening with me, Roy could cancel his trip to Birmingham.
No. It's fine.
Of course it is. Hey, you two are going to have such a good time, and you'll make excellent spies. Don't forget, Grey Gables needs you.
So, do you think Lily would prefer that one?
I think she'd love both, Mum.
I'll do a chocolate cake for Freddie, obviously.
Obviously.
So then I'll probably do walnut for Lily.
Do you want another cup? I've been running around all day.
Not for me, thanks, darling.
I have to try Lillian again in a minute. She sent back her requirements sheet for the wedding with some very strange options ticked.
Really?
Yeah, apparently they want Prosecco, not champagne, at the reception.
Ooh. She must be distracted with this awful scam Matt was involved in.
Probably. I just wish she'd answer her phone. It's unbelievable about Milling Equestrian, isn't it? Did you see the papers?
Yes, I did.
Not that I've got time to read them. I'm so busy with Deck the Hall.
Of course. Have you got the ice rink again?
Yep, and the German market, the stalls, the Christmas tableau. And I've just spoken to Nick about the children performing a couple of scenes from the Nativity here too.
That'll bring in the mums and dads.
Well, anything to boost attendance.
Are Lily and Freddie helping this year?
Lily is, sometimes. Freddie's more interested in hanging around college with Nolitando. I'm not sure she's a good influence, you know, Mum.
If it means he goes into college, though.
Hmm.
Anyway, I was hoping you'd have some idea for presents. What do 18-year-olds like nowadays?
Well, girls want clothes, makeup, perfume, cinema passes and trips out. Girls are easy.
And boys?
Not a clue. And I refuse to simply give him money.
Is that what he wants?
Yes.
I don't mind writing him a cheque, but I'd like something for him to open.
Well, your guess is as good as mine, then. I don't think I really know Freddie at all anymore.
You've had a difficult year with him.
I just can't seem to reach him, you know?
I do.
Honestly, every time he opens his mouth, he says the opposite of what I'm expecting.
Who'd be a parent?
I know, I was a pain at his age.
You were quite challenging. But now look at you, running your own successful business.
I wish I could get him interested in this place.
Why not ask him to do something specific for Deck the Hall? Getting young people in.
Yeah, marketing. Yeah, that's an idea.
Right, well, I'd better make tracks.
Oh, it's your special VIP night tonight, isn't it?
I'm actually looking forward to it, even though it does involve the Duxfords.
Christine will love it too.
No, actually, Peggy's coming instead.
Oh, why isn't Auntie Chris going? It'll be amazing.
Ah, dear. I suppose I'd better tell you as well. The family should know.
Tell me what?
Chris invested quite a few thousand in Melling Equestrian.
No.
Hi, Pip. Milton all done?
Yeah, but when did we last get the vacuum gauge checked? I think it's playing up.
Oh, your dad thought the same this morning, so he's called the service engineer.
It's tricky enough in there without the equipment messing up.
It's far too small. Jill, you look nice.
Oh, yeah, Gran, you look really elegant.
Thank you. But I'm not going now.
What?
That's what I came to say. Peggy just phoned. She doesn't want to leave Chris.
I'm not really surprised.
What, call someone else, Gran. You've been looking forward to some posh nosh.
Is that what it's called?
And I bet the Echo will be there.
Yes, that nice photographer wanted pictures of Lulu and me next to the waste food they're donating to Happy Friends. Don't either of you fancy some posh nosh?
I promise I'd ferry Ben to the cinema.
Sorry, I'm way too shattered.
Late night, was it?
Not at all.
Where did you go?
She had a drink with Alfie, but I'm deliberately not asking.
Right, then nor will I.
Right, stop it, you two. It was no big deal, OK? It was fine. It was perfectly fine.
OK, OK.
I said stop it!
Now, don't you move, Jill, because I'm arranging your plus one. I know who'd be perfect.
Ooh, how exciting. Mm-hmm.
And if Pip can go on a date, I don't see why you can't.
Mum!
It's very nice.
Yeah, if the food's as good as the decor, we're finished.
I can see why Le Sue is so heureuse. I love this mosaic floor.
Yeah, I'd have art deco everywhere. Those etched glass panels would look great in our bathroom.
If you try to steal them, Ian, I will have to report you.
Sorry.
It's a joke. It's not our decor causing the drop in Christmas bookings.
No, it's not. But I can't work out what it is.
I told Roy his two-for-one idea was silly.
Really? I'm glad someone else thought so.
But Grey Gables should never be a cheap option.
Yeah, agreed.
This is why we're here. We are spies on a mission. We must work together. If that's all right with you.
Okay, then. Let the spying begin. Oh, and here come our starters. Oh. 10 out of 10 for presentation. That's like a work of art.
Very fancy, yes. Let's see how it tastes.
Help yourself to a biscuit.
Ta. I've put David's angle grinder in the workshop, like you said. Say thanks from Grandad.
Anytime. How is he?
Looking forward to the prime stock show tomorrow. He wanted to know what time David's picking him up.
No, he can't make it now. We've got a service engineer coming.
Oh, OK. Granddad could drive himself then.
No, I'll take him. I quite fancy going myself.
Really? You said you were far too busy when your dad suggested it.
Did I? Well, there's nothing that can't wait. But anyway, how's it going at home farm, Johnny?
Oh, amazing. You should see all the tech they've got.
Ed always raves about that. It's a different world in Arable, with precision farming.
Mm. Actually, I'm feeling a bit rubbish about Ed.
Really? Why?
It's just, well, I took his job, didn't I?
You mean the tractor work?
I didn't realise, obviously, but Adam should have used him, not me.
It's up to Adam who he employs.
I know, but I still feel bad. Ed's got a family and everything.
It's a tough life being a contractor.
It's tough even when you've got a farm. But you do have more flexibility as a contractor.
What good's flexibility if you're broke?
True, true. We usually give Eddie lots of work, don't we, Mum?
Hmm.
But not this year, unfortunately.
No. Right, I'd better get Ben to the cinema.
Yeah, I'll get going too. Ta for the tea. See you later.
Bye.
He's a nice lad. Who are you texting?
Oh, just Alfie.
Alfie?
He mentioned he was going to the show tomorrow, so I might as well have lunch with him, mightn't I?
Oh, my word, I'm going to pop.
I hope not.
Thank you so much for asking me, Jill. It's the most fun I've had in months.
Me too. But the highlight was seeing Brian and Jenny sitting right behind that awful pillar.
It must be the worst table in the restaurant.
We couldn't laugh.
But we are.
Oh, dear. You going to Liverpool for Christmas this year?
Actually, I'm staying in Ambridge. I was going to have a cosy, relaxing day with Roy and Lexi until it turned out they're both working.
No.
But so's Harrison, so Fallon's invited me to Woodbine, and I'll have my cosy, relaxing day there instead.
Oh.
Are you at Brookfield with the family?
Yes, Carol was going to join us, but now she's going away with Anna.
Oh, nice. Oh, by the way, Tash said they'll get the waste food ready shortly, and then you can have your photo taken.
With the obnoxious Lulu Duxford.
And we can take it all over to Happy Friends ourselves.
Good idea.
Joan is dying to see what there is. A bit different to the usual stuff we get.
I think our happy friends will enjoy some posh nosh, don't you?
So, what are you giving the Canalis?
8 out of 10. Too vanilla-y for me.
Yeah, the crepes could have been lighter, but only a bit.
Hey, you two, what an amazing night!
You up there, mingling with the VIPs. Jill sneaked you in, did she?
Hey, I'm her official plus one. It's been brilliant. I didn't see where they put poor Brian.
I noticed Jennifer's face when they showed her their table.
Hey, what's Jill doing by the kitchen?
Oh, the Echo wanted photos.
Lulu is actually scarlet.
Probably didn't like Jill's constructive criticism about her jus. Too rich, apparently.
Well, she's right, it was.
So is the spying mission complete?
Nearly. We agree it looks fabulous.
But it's not authentic enough for me.
Ian can do loads better.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You're in a different league.
Yeah, thanks, Lexi, but I'm not
all
so sure
all Grey Gables needs is the right chef and the right menu.
We've got the right chef.
Well, you think so?
Of course.
If anyone can create a show-stopping menu, it's you, Ian.
We know you can do this. Don't be modest.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, okay, maybe I can.
Yes, you're going to smash this.
You are, absolutely. So say it.
Go on, say it.
All right then, okay. I, Ian Craig, will totally smash Christmas.
Hello?
Oh, thank goodness. Lillian, I wasn't sure you were getting my messages.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Look, I wanted to confirm your requirement sheet. Now, did you mean to choose Prosecco, not champagne?
What? I must have ticked the wrong box. Yeah, obviously we want champagne. Oh. Look, if that's all...
No, there are a few other things, actually. So, how about I pop over to the Dower House this afternoon?
No, no, that's far too much trouble for
no,
you.
No, not at all. We want to get things right.
Well, you see, I won't be there. I'll be out. Look, tell you what, darling, can you be a love and decide for yourself? You know me well enough.
Mum, can I...
Shush, I'm on the phone.
Well, I'm simply too busy to focus on the minutiae.
Are you sure?
I trust you implicitly, darling. Must go. Thanks.
Freddie, why aren't you at college?
Well, I've only got one lecture. It's hardly worth going all the way in for, but I will, being the good student that I am.
Right, glad to hear it.
So can I have some money?
Money?
For petrol.
Oh, OK. Where's my purse? By the way, Gran had an idea about how you can earn a bit more cash now the picking season's finished.
Yeah?
Yeah, how about helping with the marketing for Deck the Hall? Is 20 enough?
Have you got another 10? Petrol's gone up again. Thanks.
We need maximum attendance, so if you could try and attract more young people...
I would if I could, Mum, but I honestly just can't concentrate on anything to do with Lur Loxley.
Listen, I'm arranging a tea party here for your birthday. Family, friends...
Nice one. Well, Lily will love that, but I won't be here.
Of course you'll be here. It's your 18th.
Yeah, that's why I'll be in Falaraki or Magaluf with my mates. We haven't decided which.
For my dead body.
Hang on, You can't stop me enjoying my birthday.
I can stop you leaving the country.
Sorry, but you can't.
Sorry, but I can. I have your passport in the safe, and I'm the only one that knows the code. Now get to college.
But, Mum...
Now, Freddie!
Oh, it was good of you to drop in, Adam.
Sorry, I can't stay longer.
Oh, no, don't worry. Jim was here this morning too, filling me in on the big vote tomorrow. Oh, let me get the door for you.
That's okay.
Oh... Would you answer it, dear? I'm just not in the mood.
Of course. Hello, Adam Macy speaking.
Adam, it's Elizabeth. Is everything okay? Has something else happened?
No. Everything's fine, Elizabeth. Well, it's calm. You know, Auntie Chris is feeling quite tired.
Oh, thank you, I am.
I'm so furious. Everyone is. But I wanted to check she's still got her pension. I suddenly realised that might have gone too.
She's asking about your pension.
Oh, no, that's all right.
And the money from Woodbine?
That's okay too, Auntie Chris, the money from Woodbine?
Oh, yes. Oh, look, it's kind of you all, but please do stop worrying because I'm okay. A lesson learnt, that's all.
She does sound tired. Look, I'll let you get on. Thanks, Adam. Bye for now.
Bye. Right, I'd better go.
Oh, how rude of me. I forgot to ask how Ian is.
Oh, at home, cooking up a storm, in search of the perfect festive menu.
For Grey Gables, of course. Good for him.
Yeah, not so good for me. As chief taster, I'll have gained at least a stone by Christmas. Anyway, you take care. Bye.
Yes, goodbye, Adam.
Thanks for the lift. I hate British buses.
What are they like in South Africa, then?
There's always music. It's like a little party on wheels. You're kind of sorry when it's your stop.
When I get my passport back, Durban is so on the list.
But how come your mum took it?
There was an Isle of Wight incident, so she doesn't trust me now. Not sure I could afford it anyway. I'm broke now, the picking season's finished. I'm just parked at the end here. Is that Ellis waving at you?
Oh, yeah. Hey, see you guys tomorrow. I'll sort it, no worries.
Why are Ellis and Mal talking to you?
What's wrong with that? Seem like cool guys.
Yeah, beyond cool. Which is why they never speak to new kids.
Ah, but I've got a secret weapon.
What's that?
You?
Me?
Well, actually, your shrooms.
My mushrooms? Nolitando, there's no way I'm sharing them with anyone. Apart from you.
But not even for this.
Is that a 50?
And another on delivery. You said you were broke?
How many do they want?
There's a big party this weekend. A few of them are pulling their cash.
I haven't got 100 quid's worth.
So how about we make a sneaky detour on the way home?
Yeah, and stock up. I like your thinking.
Oh, what now? Hello?
Can I come in?
Oh, Adam.
I've brought you up a G&T. Kenton and Jodie in a flat out down there.
Oh, thank you, darling. How did you know I was here?
Kenton.
Oh, honestly.
He's worried about you. And let's face it, if Kenton's worried...
Yeah, it must be bad. Okay, yeah.
And is it bad?
As you see.
Can I sit down?
Oh, let me move these clothes.
Thanks. This is the room I stayed in when Ian threw me out.
I didn't know where else to go. I couldn't face home farm.
Jolene's a good friend.
Yeah. They've let me hide here while I get myself together.
So, Justin kicked you out?
Pretty much.
Oh, Lillian, I'm so sorry.
Doesn't seem to matter what I say. Won't listen, he doesn't want to.
No.
Oh, what on earth did I ever see in Matt? How have I been so bloody stupid?
Nothing did happen between you and Matt. So surely there's a way back from this.
I lied to Justin. And not just once. I betrayed his trust, and I'm not sure that can be repaired.
Don't give up hope. Maybe Justin will get over this. Ian did.
I don't know how to make that happen.
No more lies.
No more lies. Oh, and I'm so sorry. My appalling judgment has ended up hurting you and Ian.
I've been ruled out of the police inquiry into Matt's accident, at least for the time being. Harrison called this morning.
Oh, that's good news, darling. The surrogacy is definitely off.
With Karina, yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Ah, I shouldn't have hit Matt. It's my own fault.
Oh, you did it for me, darling, and I can't tell you how much that means. I'm only sorry it came at such a heavy price for you. Can you bring yourself to forgive me?
I was angry at first, but... No one's come away blameless from this debacle.
Except poor Auntie Chris.
Ellis should be happy with this lot. Do they look clean?
Yeah, just dry them and bag them.
Sure.
So why don't you want to be in the pantomime?
Because it's the most cringeworthy thing in Ambridge.
That vicar even asked me if I'd like to go to his audition tonight.
Well, how'd you get out of that one?
Easy. Just pretended I couldn't speak English.
I'll have to try that.
Hmm. Is the food hot enough yet?
Just give it a stir.
Okay. Oh, I love risotto. And that bread looks amazing. Did your mum cook all this?
No chance. It's all left over from the lunch in the orangery. Are these mushrooms dry enough?
Dab them again.
Okay. Look, I'm just glad we've got the kitchen to ourselves.
Where's she gone?
My mum? Note says dinner party in Borchester.
So we can chill with this risotto.
We need to leave some for Lily.
Ah, so maybe we'll spice it up a bit. Give me some of those shrooms.
What are you doing?
Lily needs livening up. These will do the trick.
And I'll bag up the rest for Ellis and Mal. Oh, they're going to love these.
And that's just the start.
Ah, you're back.
Mrs. Padgeter!
Mum! You gave me a heart attack. I thought you'd gone out.
Yeah, well, I got as far as Lakey Green and then got a call from tonight's hostess. She's got food poisoning.
Oh. No, that's not good.
Not when she's cooking your dinner, it's not. Ooh, that smells lovely. I hope there's enough for me.
No, there isn't.
There's loads, Freddie. Especially with all that bread, too. Oh, it looks delicious, risotto.
Mum!
Well, that's a fresh spoon, no germs. Although, it's really got a kick to it. Mmm, yummy.
How about a big glass of wine? Mm.
Yeah, there's a bottle in the... Oh, you've got it.
I'll just wash your spoon.
Right. Well, I'll change out of these shoes.
Take your wine.
Oh, thanks. And then we can eat.
What the hell are we going to do?
We can pick up the mushrooms.
And there's no time. Get rid of it now.
You want me to bin the whole risotto?
Yes! If she has any more, she'll be high as a kite.
That might be quite funny.
Are you kidding?
Get your passport off her while she's tripping.
She's got a heart problem.
Right, I'm dumping it. But what are we going to say?
Think, Freddie. Think.
And think fast or we're dead.
Lillian.
I'm so sorry to disturb you.
Oh, your mother's having a nap.
Well, it's you I wanted to see.
I'm very tired myself.
I promised to be quick, but I do need to speak to you, Auntie Chris. Please, I may be able to help you.
Now, quick, be ready with the wine and just act normal.
Right.
Oh, that's better. Oh, those heels were killing me.
Mm. More wine?
No, I haven't quite... Thank you. I better pace myself. I didn't bother with lunch. Where's the risotto?
I was adding salt when the top came off.
I broke it earlier and I just forgot to say.
And the food was ruined.
Mm. No, what a shame. I was looking forward to that.
It's all right, though. Dad has come to the rescue.
Dad?
Well, I was telling Nolitando about our favourite meal he used to cook for us when we were small.
What was that?
Droite ou poisson avec haricots blancs à la sauce tomate.
Yes, I remember. What is it? It sounds amazing.
Fish fingers and beans.
Oh, God, how funny. God, I must buy this wine again.
Were you sitting in the dark?
Oh, I hadn't realised.
No, let's put the lamp on.
Forgive me if I was sharp, but I've had enough of people feeling sorry for me.
Yeah, I understand. It's probably silly, but I've been worrying that my association with Matt might have made you feel, I don't know, more comfortable investing with Melling.
I've always admired your head for business.
I know.
But this is...
So I wanted to give you this cheque.
Why are you... £50,000, Lillian?
Matt gave me that much when he came back, so actually it's his money.
Is it? Or is it from some poor soul in the same position as me?
Well, you could think of it as mine, because Justin bought the Dower House.
Then it's for you.
I want you to have it.
No.
Please, Auntie Chris, I feel so awful about everything.
I said no. I don't want your money, or Matt's, or Justin's. Believe me, I do not blame anyone but myself. Because it's true what they say, Lillian. There is no fool like an old fool.
Yeah, and that applies to me too.
And that was Sunday, and she still hasn't responded.
She's probably still reeling from the news of the scams. Crawford was clearly up to his neck in it. I assume she didn't know.
Oh, I'm certain she didn't. Despite Lillian's faults, and there are quite a few, she wouldn't get involved in anything underhand.
No.
But this wedding is only a month away. So if she doesn't say what flower she's having, there'll be a mass of uncoordinated colours, and there's nothing worse in a wedding photo.
I'm sorry to eavesdrop, but I'm right behind you.
Watch your back, Robert.
Are you on your way to the village hall, Jim?
Of course. Can't beat the excitement of an election count.
Interesting, because only the candidates and their representatives are allowed into the count. So, if you're going in, that means...
To be perfectly accurate, I'm walking to the Bull to buy Alan a drink, which we'll endeavour to sup outside the village hall, so we don't miss the cut and thrust of Ambridge politics. I assume that passes muster?
I suppose so.
Going back to your previous conversation, a wedding requires a groom, and I have it on good authority that Justin Elliott is firmly in the frame for Crawford's accident.
Oh, no.
So, will he even be around for his big day?
Surely the scam victims are front of the queue.
But where did you hear that, Jim?
Oh, I have my ear to the ground. It's essential for me as clerk to the parish council to garner all kinds of local information.
Including malicious gossip. Justin will sue you if you keep repeating that.
And how? You can accuse other people of wrongdoing when you're blatantly flouting PC regulations by campaigning for Emma Grundy. I have no idea.
Now that is malicious gossip. I might sue you.
What?
See you later.
Oh, that man.
He only does it to wind us up, Lindy. Don't give him the satisfaction.
No, Robert's loads more popular with the people who vote.
You mean the oldies?
Yeah. So I'm not expecting to win.
A lot of the mums at school are on your side.
But what if they don't vote, Nick? It's not always easy to find the time.
True. Though, at least your cough's better now. Don't want your victory speech interrupted this time.
Yeah, right.
Psst. Alan, hello. Aren't you coming in?
I'm not allowed.
No, only candidates and their representatives.
Oh.
I'm on my way to the Bull, so I thought I'd get an update for everyone.
Still counting.
Do you think we can use the kitchen, Nick?
Don't see why not.
I'm going to make us a cuppa then.
Oh, yes, please. I'm gasping.
I'll make a big pot for everyone.
How did your auditions go last night?
Slightly less successful than expected.
Oh, dear. How many came?
Susan.
Just Susan?
Mm. She bagsied the good fairy buttercup, then left. I sat on my own for the next 2 hours.
Wow.
Well, it's a busy time for people. I expect they forgot. Although I did plaster it over social media, plus posters around the village.
I know, you couldn't miss it.
Oh, well. I don't suppose you've had any better luck with the nativity, have you?
Actually, I've got the dates confirmed, refreshments sorted, costumes in hand, and rehearsals start next week. You okay?
I can't even persuade Kenton to reprise his show-stopping performance as Pantomime Dame this year.
Well, it's still early days, isn't it? Look, I'd better help Emma with the teas. Oh. Hiya, Linda. Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thank you, Nick. I have just lodged my strong objection with the returning officer about Emma making tea for the counting officials.
Oh, what did he say?
He wants milk with two sugars.
Right. Well, I'm parched. Sorry.
So, how are you, Linda? Is Robert feeling calm?
Oh, he's very calm, but I'm surprised you are.
I'm sorry?
I hear you had rather a lot of no-shows at your auditions last night.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be a team effort.
Would be if I had a team.
A relaxing bit of fun.
Well, perhaps it's not quite as easy as I thought.
Well, I won't gloat, but I will offer you my very best advice, if you'd like it. Be absolutely ruthless.
Sorry?
Do whatever you have to. Find their weak point, wear them down, and let's face it, the occasional implied threat or inducement never hurt anyone, because in this instance, Alan, the ends really do justify the means.
Surely that's way over the top.
It's for the good of the village.
Is it?
And have you revamped my beauty yet?
Sorry? Oh, your script. Well, actually, I've had a stroke of luck with that. You see, a colleague of mine up north wrote a Sleeping Beauty panto for his village last year. It's great fun and very imaginative. And perfect for us.
I see.
Yours was fantastic, obviously, but this one's got fewer couplets.
Really? Hmm. I never thought I'd see the day when the Ambridge pantomime is dumbed down.
Oh.
Linda, they're calling a recount.
A recount? What do you mean?
That means it's neck and neck. I better go and tell Jim.
Here you go, Robert. Bought you a coffee.
Oh, thanks. That's very thoughtful.
Well, it could be a while, yeah? We need to stay awake, don't we?
Yeah, I think we'd better. Oh, come and join me.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I've never sat on this bench at night.
It's a very comforting spot in the dark with the owls and the moon out.
Not too cold tonight either, is it?
Crisp, I'd say. Now, I'm going to fend off hunger with some Bridge Farm kefir. Tom looked delighted when I bought it, so I don't think it's selling too well. Would you like some?
Oh, every time we go to Mem's, she force feeds it to us. I'm a bit kefired out, I think. But thanks for offering.
You're welcome.
Me and Fallon are doing a breakfast party tomorrow in Felpersham.
Breakfast party? Whatever next?
Well, it's the 90th and the ladies at her best in the morning.
Why not then? That's an early start, though.
Well, leave it at 6.
You're down for speed watch tomorrow, I noticed. Mm.
Yeah, I'm squeezing it in between school pickup and an extra shift at the chicken factory.
Ah, you've already got a coffee.
Emma brought me one. Any progress on the recount?
Still going, I'm afraid.
Well, you certainly have a busy life, Emma. I do admire you.
I manage.
I only hope you appreciate how time-consuming the role of parish councillor can be.
That's not what I meant.
You know what they say, Linda. If you want something doing, ask a busy woman. I'll see you in there.
Well...
Nick! Psst! Nick! Hey!
Well, Alan, I'm sure you can come in. No one's going to arrest you.
Well, I don't want to be accused of contravening anything. Do you mind me asking, how did you sort out the nativity so quickly? I need some tips.
I'm sure you don't.
I do! Eddie was my last hope for Dame, but he's just texted back no.
Texted? Look, the personal touch is better. Face to face. Bit of flattery, gentle persuasion. Pointing out the benefits for the community.
And it is very much for Ambridge, isn't it?
You think people jump at the chance for a panto without Linda breathing down their neck?
Well, I thought Eddie would.
Well, you know, well, if you were to maybe give him his own song. Well, he's such a great singer.
Of course, that's a fantastic idea. He'd love it. Oh, do you think maybe you could ask him? Because Eddie wouldn't say no to you, Nick. You've got a lovely way with people, and it's a great idea.
Alan, are you using my own tactics on me?
Am I?
Yes. Oh, all right. That must be a real soft touch. I'll nip over to the Bull in a minute.
I didn't see Eddie there.
Well, then he saw you first.
Oh, look. It looks like something's happening at last.
Oh, I better find Emma. I'll grab Eddie later.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, that was a lot easier than I thought.
No, I'm not disappointed, because it was worth a try. But I'm not disappointed, because I had no chance, but... Well, as I tell my kids, it's the taking part that counts.
Emma, everyone's looking for you. You can't hide in the ladies.
I nearly went home.
Oh, don't be silly. They're announcing the result any second. Come on.
No, I can't go out there, Nick.
Sorry? What's going on? You were okay before.
I didn't mind losing before. I expected to. But then now there's a recount, which means, well, people did actually vote for me. A lot of people. So I've got an actual chance of winning.
That's what's so amazing.
But now I can't face losing.
You might win. Oh, Emma, you can do this. Either way, you can do this.
What if I cry? I mean, it's fine if I win, but it's so embarrassing if I lose.
Oh, I'll cry whatever happens on that ruddy tired.
Me too.
Elections aren't designed for knackered mums, are they?
They need more women organising these things.
And that's you. That's why you're here.
Well, and other reasons, like the housing development.
If our voice isn't heard, we've got no chance of changing anything, have we? That's why you're going out there with your brave face on to say all that, even if you lose.
Emma? Is Emma here?
Yeah, I'm coming, Jim, don't worry.
I shouldn't be leaking this, but I can't resist.
Oh dear, is the gents blocked?
No, I mean, I couldn't resist leaking the news.
What news?
You've won!
What?
I can't reveal my sources, but you beat Robert Snell. They're announcing it right now.
Em, you did it!
Are you sure?
You won by 3 votes.
Yes! Come on, let's get out there! Emma!
I can't believe it.
You did it! I said you would!
I am so happy!
In the words of Plutarch, quoting Julius Caesar, weeny, weedy, weaky. Oh, so sorry. Wrong toilet, my mistake. Excuse me, I do apologise.
Robert, I've just heard. Commiserations. But well done on all the hard work.
Oh, thanks, Alan. It's been a long day.
Well, I'm sure Emma will do us proud.
Let's hope so. I must say you look very pleased with yourself.
I've just secured Eddie as my Queen Edwina.
He's agreed.
Yeah, I got the thumbs up a few minutes ago.
Excellent. So now you have a cast of two.
Emma! Well done.
Oh, yes, I was just saying, I'm sure you'll do a marvellous job.
Oh, I'll certainly try my best.
I think I'd better go and thank the returning officer. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robert.
Don't be silly. You are a very worthy opponent.
So were you.
Congratulations.
Anyway, I don't envy you being on the parish council with Jim Lloyd as clerk.
Robert.
Oh, sorry, Jim. Didn't see you there.
Oh, I can see Clary and Mama. Hiya.
Glad to see you're being magnanimous in defeat, Robert.
Who says I've been defeated?
Sorry?
I'm treating Lindy to a three-course dinner at Grey Gables tomorrow to celebrate.
Are you?
To celebrate
democracy in action, Jim, as inspired by the ancient Greeks. You should know how important that is. Good night, Jim.
Good night.
Come on, Lindy.
Yes, all right. I cannot believe the nerve of that girl.
Who, Emma?
Of course, Emma. She's already trying to get out of her speed watch shift tomorrow. I heard her asking Jim.
Oh, she's got a busy day.
I don't care how busy she is. She signed up to look community-minded for the voters, then discards it the minute she's elected.
No, she's run out of time tomorrow, that's all.
Well, I won't be stepping into the breach, thank you very much.
Oh, you don't have to, because I have.
Sorry?
I swapped with her.
What? Why on earth did you do that?
It's been a long night, and she's got to be up early, whereas I can have a lie-in, can't I?
Robert, she's stolen your place on the parish council.
No, she hasn't.
And it's all down to Jim Lloyd's underhand tactics.
In my view, Jim's done us all a favour.
Ah, oh, how in heaven's name do you work that out?
New young blood on the parish council is exactly what we need, and the turnout nearly doubled. Emma Grundy single-handedly engaged younger people. You must have seen them going into the hall to vote. This can only benefit the community long term. We don't need any more dusty old chaps like me saying the same dusty old things. Now, Emma Grundy will be a credit to the parish council. Ha! And that, my dear Lindy, is why I voted for her myself.
Shall I pour?
I didn't see Mum till yesterday, and she didn't want to tell me on the phone.
Understandable.
Well, I think everyone knows now.
Only family. And Jim, of course, but he wouldn't say anything. Anyway.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I should have made more time to see you, Auntie Chris.
Well, you're running a business and a home.
Yes, but if I'd realised, if I'd known...
You'd have stopped me throwing my money away.
Oh, she doesn't mean it like that, dear. Here you are. Now, did you hear about Emma Grundy?
Oh, yes, that was a surprise.
Not to me. I know how capable she is.
I've just seen Linda in the shop paying for her papers. Susan was rubbing it in about Robert. Then in walked Jim with the most enormous smirk. Poor Linda.
Emma will make an excellent parish councillor, whatever Linda says. Don't you think, Chris?
Well, let's hope so.
And how are things at the stables?
Oh, well, we had our fill of Matt Crawford too while Anisha was doing his vet checks.
Won't be any comeback on that, will there?
No, no. Anisha had no idea what that crook was up to. And no one's saying she did, thankfully.
Oh, that's a relief.
It could so easily have destroyed her reputation, Auntie Peggy. But what would he care, the obnoxious, unfeeling scumbag?
Oh, Shula.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, but it's how I feel. I expect you're the same, Auntie Chris.
He might well be all of those things and more, but as I do keep reminding everyone, it was Hugo Melling I dealt with. He was very different.
How's Anisha's mother?
Oh... She died, didn't you know?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, I thought I told you. The funeral's today. Rex has gone up to support her.
Goodness. It puts things into perspective, doesn't it, Chris?
Oh, more bad news. What a truly horrible week.
That's it. All still, girl. Do we need to cut the wire?
If you can hold her ears back, hang on.
Oh, that's it. Any damage?
No, not that I can see.
Nicely done, Pip. What sheep did they have at the prime stock show?
I don't know. We were looking at the cattle. Have you taken the silage out, by the way?
I was on my way when you phoned.
Right. Well, I've still got a few water troughs to check. We were really impressed with the Hereford crosses.
Okay.
Alfie's mate brought a Hereford bull last year and it worked out well. So he's thinking the same as us.
Right.
You can ask, you know.
Ask what?
How we're getting on.
So?
Well, actually, checking out the stock together was strangely romantic.
There speaks a farmer. You seen him later? Did you want me to do the milking?
No, he's playing five-a-side. I'll do milking, then knock off for the day, if that's okay. I fancy an early night.
Okay, then.
I'm assuming the vacuum gauge is fixed?
All sorted. And your dad had a very interesting chat with the engineer about the new equipment he's worked on. All the pros and cons.
Yeah, he must see loads of different kit in action.
I got us thinking that maybe it's time for a bit of a refurb.
Of the milking parlour?
Actually, a full redesign.
Oh, that'd be amazing, Mum. It's such a struggle in there. It would have to be flexible.
Oh, I agree.
But we can afford it.
Oh, yeah, and with milk prices where they are, it's the perfect time to expand.
In that case, we definitely need a new parlour. And if the price comes down?
We'd have to weather it. I'm not sure dairy farms like ours have much choice with Brexit looming. It's expand or get out.
I'm not usually keen on lentils.
Well, it's a tabbouleh with a twist.
Quite a kick to it.
See, what we want with this menu is to surprise people.
It'd certainly surprise me on Christmas Day.
Yeah, you're right. That's a stupid idea. A vegetarian Christmas dinner's hardly going to attract the crowds.
It's quite a niche market round here. I love the local produce angle.
I'm almost out of ideas.
Well, keep thinking. You'll get there.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm trying not to think, because Matt's ugly mug keeps flashing into my mind.
We can forget all that now the police are no longer pursuing me.
Thank goodness. But what about Justin?
Justin? I know you despise Matt, but...
But yeah, I spoke to him at the ball, remember? I told him Matt was chasing Lillian, and then an hour later, Matt got run over.
Justin isn't capable of that kind of violence.
Yeah, well, he was pretty angry.
We'd take Matt down financially. Humiliate him, not hurt him physically.
Yeah, and it'd be my fault if he did.
Ian, there's a long line of investors who probably want Matt dead.
True.
We need to focus on other things.
Yeah, the Christmas menu.
Actually, I meant the baby.
Oh, no, I can't think about that right now.
Well, why not? Okay, we've had a setback, but...
It's a bit more than that.
We knew this would be a roller coaster. I mean, how often do things work out perfectly? First time?
Well, for us, never.
Oh, come on, Ian, I thought we agreed. It's what we want.
Well, you don't think fate's telling us something?
No, I don't.
Look, I'm under so much pressure about this Christmas menu for Grey Gables.
I know.
I have to focus on it 100% or we'll lose all our business to Les Sœurs aux Roses.
I know it's important.
Yeah, so that's all I should be focusing on at the moment. Look, I'd better go. My shift starts soon. Are you staying in?
I'm planning on falling asleep in front of the telly. We'll talk about this tonight, yeah?
Look, I'll be too tired. Sorry.
And how is Anisha's father?
Well, he's not in any state to look after himself, and without her mum.
So what's going to happen?
Oh, this is Anisha's dilemma. Why put him in a home in Glasgow and hardly see him when she could bring him here to the Laurels and visit him every day?
I see.
Yes, that said, her Uncle Ravi's dead against it.
Oh, Peggy, you haven't brought the sugar.
Oh, but I didn't think Shula'd...
Oh, I won't be a minute.
Auntie Chris, I don't...
Don't worry, she's not sleeping too well. I expect she's forgotten you don't take it. Now, what about your big holiday? Are you all ready?
Oh, it's going to be utterly wonderful. But no, I'm not remotely prepared.
Well, you better get started, dear, because December is nearly upon us.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks, Mum. I'm in desperate need of caffeine.
I saw you yawning. Vacuum gauge okay?
Fine. Can I help yours down?
No, drink your coffee, then you can get off.
Oh, thanks.
But before you go, your dad was just saying how proud he is of what you've achieved this year. We both are.
It was the least I could do after the IBR.
You worked so hard to get the finances back on track. And you looked after the farm really well when we were away.
Oh, you give me a pay rise, Mum.
I wish. No.
What we're thinking is, I mean, only if you want to, is that you lead on the redesign of the Milton Parlour.
You're asking me to do the refurb? Oh, Mum, that's amazing!
Oh, sorry,
but this is amazing! I hate the parlour, it's so out of date.
Now you can bring it up to scratch.
Thanks! Oh, I'm so excited!
And we also wondered...
Yeah?
..if it would be easier for you to be at Rickyard while you're overseeing the changes.
Well, it's only 5 minutes to Lower Loxley. I'm pretty settled there now.
We miss you, Pip. I mean it. Brookfield isn't the same without you.
Okay. Why not?
You'll move back here?
Yeah. Yeah, go on then.
That's brilliant!
Wait, careful, coffee!
Yeah, he's out here. Thanks, Bailey.
Oh, hey, what are you doing here?
I thought you might be on your break.
Yeah, I thought you'd be relaxing in front of the box.
Actually, I've been on the phone.
Yeah?
I booked us an appointment at one of the fertility clinics we were recommending.
Adam, look, I told you, it's really bad timing.
I don't believe you want to give up at the first obstacle.
Yeah, it's not the first obstacle, though, was it?
Okay, you were upset about Mads.
Yeah, I was more than upset.
And what happened with Karina has brought it all back. But if we stick together, support each other...
Look, I can't face any more disappointment.
If we don't try, we'll never know if it could have worked out.
Come on, Ian, I'd rather have no regrets, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I suppose so. Maybe. Anyway, I'm impressed that you've taken the initiative.
No skin off my nose.
How do you mean?
The first appointment is for sperm and STI tests. You'll be doing all the hard work.
What's going on?
You're not allowed on the sofa. Get off. Oh, Ella, for heaven's sake. Ouch, you horrible creature.
Oh, careful, Hilda. Oh. Haven't she nearly knocked me over?
She was on the sofa again. Fur everywhere.
Oh, let's shut the lounge door at night. Keep her out of here. What are you doing up at this time anyway? You went to bed hours ago.
Oh, I go to bed. I lie there. I get up. I don't think I've slept a wink since Lillian told me.
Shall I make us a nice cup of tea?
Oh, please spare me. I've drunk so much tea this week with Adam, Jill and Shula and other well-meaning members of my family. I don't want another sip of tea for a week.
I wish you'd try and look on the bright side.
Is there one? Everyone thinks I'm a naive dimwit or I'm losing my marbles.
No one thinks that.
Oh, they should have looked out for me. They should have stopped it happening. No one thinks I'm capable of doing anything anymore. And who can blame them? Oh, George would have been so ashamed.
Be honest, Chris. What did you really need that money for?
What do you mean?
Oh, I know it's upsetting, but you weren't going to spend it. Yes, you've lost the interest, but with current rates, that's not too much on 50,000.
If it was only 50,000.
Sorry, dear?
It was a bit more than 50.
What do you mean? You said it was...
It was everything I made on Woodbine.
No. How much?
300,000. Thereabouts.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. Tell me you've still got George's pension.
Oh, that's about all I have got left.
Why on earth didn't you say?
Oh, I couldn't bring myself to. And I'm glad I didn't. The fuss everyone's making. It would be even worse.
Oh, Chris.
I can't stop thinking. What if I need care in the future? If I need to go into a home like Anisha's father?
But you're in excellent health, dear. I'm sure you'll be independent for a very long time.
One fall. That's all it takes sometimes. I've always thought I'd end up in the laurels like Marjorie Antrobus and your Jack, but when Shula mentioned it today, I've realised I can't afford that now. I'll be miles away from Ambridge, all on my own.
I'll never let that happen. I'll pay for any care you need, close to home.
Oh, I won't let you do that.
Oh, Chris, we've been family for 70 years. I'm not going to let you down now.
You've got no choice, because I'm not taking your money or Lillian's or anyone's.
Oh, please.
Promise you won't tell anyone how much I really lost.
Of course I won't.
If you do, Peggy... I'll never be able to show my face again.
I won't say a word, Chris.
Not to anybody.
I promise. Don't worry. We'll sort something out.
This is the BBC.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.